From fundraising for peace poles to campaigning for the new Royal Victoria Hospital South Campus, the Rotary Club of Innisfil has been helping change community lives for the better in its 12 years of existence. Whether it be a small family in destitute conditions or vulnerable youth in need, we have been there to work as a team to volunteer time, raise funds, and locate services that help the community at large, said longtime club member Janet Morizuk. As one of the first officers and directors of the club, initially hosted at the Innisfil Recreation Centre inside the YMCA, Morizuk recalled the enthusiasm of the group in the beginning. They were all so excited at the prospect and fundamentals of Rotary that prior to their chartering on June 17, 2010, they had already started working in the Innisfil community. Among the first mentors of the club was Doug Jernigan of the Barrie Rotary Club. We were lucky to have Dr. Doug Jernigan, who had over 40 years of Rotary experience here in Canada and the United States. A few years later, the club moved to the Innisfil Idea Lab and Library where its meetings have been held ever since. Morizuk celebrates that most of the founding team are still around. We love the fact that of the original 22 members from 2010, 12 years later we have at least 10 members who are still active with our club or moved to other Rotary clubs across the country. Over the years, the Rotary Club of Innisfil has been fundraising and or partnering with various local organizations such as the Innisfil Food Bank, YMCA, the Innisfil Idea Lab and Library, C4K, as well as various service clubs, not-for-profits and charities. The main goal of the club is to be a beneficial service resource to the community who want to build a healthier, stronger, and safer community following the mantra of service above self. The board of the club is mostly made up of retired senior management professionals and entrepreneurs of various levels from the business world and from not-for-profits. This also includes teachers, police and fire chiefs, and media experts. All members are very enthusiastic about volunteerism and use their vocations as a way to give back to the community. Morizuk noted that one of the club's biggest contributions is its annual food drive collection. Every December, Innisfil Rotary Food Drive has collected approximately 2 to 3 tons of food and raised up to $3,000 for our local food bank. It has been getting better every year. Other projects include monitoring and filling the Troy Scott fridges, promoting literacy at schools by the reading of the Rotary Apple Dumpling books to grade 2 students, supporting the distribution of hygiene packs to teens at risk, raising awareness of polio, and more. The club is currently working on the design and placement of 7 peace poles within the Innisfil community. Meanwhile, the newest and long-term fundraising focus is in support of the RVH South Campus, which is to be built in Innisfil. Morizuk said the club is working hard now to return to pre-COVID-19 style of operations after remaining virtual in the 2020-21 year. Due to the inability for us to actively meet and volunteer in the community, it feels like we had partly lost some ground from a social and engagement perspective. With its membership numbers mostly unchanged during the pandemic, the Rotary Club of Innisfil is now looking to increase the size of the club. The best help we can get is to get more members. We have excellent Rotarians in the group just waiting to mentor new members and to share the load. Morizuk added, being part of the Rotary Club of Innisfil gives new members the ability to be a part of a great organization which also provides education opportunities, leadership skills training, and fellowship locally, nationally, and around the world. No matter the differences in background, career, financial stability, and ideology, said Morizuk, the club members always come together as a whole to create a lot of memorable experiences.